While crews continued to pump water out of homes and streets, local officials announced that Washoe County will be taking over the ongoing management of the flooding situation in Lemon Valley, moving from response mode to recovery mode. But resident Linda Walls, who has been living in a friend's camper since mid-February, says the county took too long to act.
If they just started making a wall across the street when they had the chance to do that to keep us from flooding, it would have worked.
Her neighbor, Dan Music, has also been displaced since February. He says it's too late to salvage his home.
Well, I've been in construction and maintenance all my life, and trust me, it's a loss. All of us that are affected down on that end of Pompey Way are probably all looking at total losses.
Many residents blame the flooding on recent development in Lemon Valley that sent more water down the basin with less sagebrush and soil to soak it up. Washoe County Community Services Director Dave Solaro, who was the target of many of the night's jeers, disagrees, but acknowledges that current policies need a deeper look.
This is different than we've seen. So now how does that play into future development code? That's some of the long-term strategy is, do we need to change our development codes to account for the type of storm that we have this year?
Solaro says future plans for the area will be developed through a collaboration among the county, the city of Reno, and residents. Noah Glick, Reno Public Radio News.